the Caribbean is facing an alarming surge in violence, a stark contrast to its image as a paradise. In 2024, countries like Suriname, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago reported unprecedented increases in homicide rates. Suriname saw a staggering 382.3% rise in homicides, fueled by violent robberies and gun crimes. In Barbados, the situation is similarly grim, with a 158% increase attributed to gun violence, particularly in areas like St. Michael Parish. As the violence spreads, islands such as the Turks and Caicos Islands have recorded the highest per capita homicide rates in the region. By December 2024, 48 murders were reported, including the tragic death of an American tourist. This incident starkly illustrates the dangers facing travelers in these affected areas. Trinidad and Tobago faced its highest annual homicide total, prompting the government to implement emergency powers in response to escalating gang violence. Haiti's crisis stands out, with the United Nations reporting over 5,600 killings in 2024, marking a significant rise from previous years. Armed groups now control large territories, leading to mass displacement and a humanitarian crisis. The state's authority has all but collapsed, leaving civilians vulnerable to systemic violence and chaos. At the core of this crisis is the proliferation of firearms, many traced back to U.S. sources. This influx of weapons has shifted power dynamics within communities, with few firearms capable of escalating violence dramatically. Each Caribbean nation grapples with unique challenges, yet they share common threads of rising lethality and strained institutions. Law enforcement is overwhelmed, and communities are left to deal with the fallout from this escalating violence. The effects on families and communities are profound. Loved ones are lost, and neighborhoods are fractured. The economic impact is severe, as businesses suffer from reduced patronage due to fear. Delays in investigations and judicial processes compound the suffering of victims' families, extending their trauma. The Caribbean diaspora plays a vital role in raising awareness about these issues and advocating for change. However, the challenges are immense. The surge in violence from 2024 to 2025 has taken a heavy toll on the social fabric of these nations. Drug trafficking adds another layer of complexity as gangs vie for control of routes, further destabilizing the region. Amid this crisis, the Caribbean stands at a crossroads, facing a pressing need for effective solutions to restore safety and stability. This narrative centers on the stories of ordinary people navigating a reality reshaped by violence and loss, highlighting the urgent call for action from governments and international partners. In the heart of Jamaica, communities are engulfed in fear as gang violence escalates. Many neighborhoods have become no-go zones, where businesses shut their doors early and families stay indoors after dark. The tension is palpable, with residents constantly aware of the violence that can erupt from a simple argument. In 2024, Jamaica recorded a significant increase, reflecting a troubling trend of young men being drawn into gangs, often as a means of survival in an economy riddled with unemployment. Among those affected is Maya, a mother in Kingston. She worries daily about her son's safety. "I just want him to have a future," she explains. Maya's story illustrates the broader struggle faced by countless families. The fear of violence has become a part of daily life, pushing her to seek ways to protect her family from the chaos outside. Across the Caribbean, stories like Maya's are echoed in many communities. As gun violence rises, people are left to navigate a complex reality. In Trinidad and Tobago, the government declared a state of emergency in response to rising gang-related killings. The streets that once buzzed with life now feel abandoned, with residents yearning for the tranquility of the past. Many express frustration with the government's inability to maintain order, feeling that their voices are unheard amid rising crime rates. In Haiti, the situation remains grim. The grip of armed groups has deepened, creating a pervasive sense of hopelessness. Amid the unrest, Juliette, an activist from Port-au-Prince, works tirelessly to support displaced families. She emphasizes the urgent need for international aid and intervention. "We need help to rebuild our communities," she states. Her work highlights the resilience of Haitians amid despair, but also the overwhelming challenges they face. Barbados, too, grapples with this crisis. local leaders are calling for increased law enforcement and community programs to combat gun violence. Yet, as they discuss potential solutions, a stark contrast arises. The socioeconomic divides in regions like St. Michael Parish become evident. While some areas flourish, others drown in despair as issues like poverty contribute to the cycle of violence. The Caribbean diaspora is increasingly vocal about these issues. Many expatriates are raising awareness and pushing for systemic change. Their efforts underscore the interconnectedness of the Caribbean with the global community, as they demand action from governments and organizations to address the root causes of this violence. As the crisis unfolds, it poses critical questions about the future. How can communities be rebuilt after such trauma? What roles can international partners play in fostering stability? The answers remain elusive, but the urgency for meaningful action is clear. In the face of escalating violence, the Caribbean community is mobilizing for change. Grassroots organizations are emerging to address the multifaceted crisis, focusing on restoring peace and healing. Local leaders emphasize the importance of community engagement, strengthening bonds, and developing trust among residents. Initiatives aimed at youth employment and educational opportunities are gaining traction, seeking to provide alternatives to gang involvement. In Jamaica, programs that promote sports and vocational training are stepping in to offer young people a path that diverges from gang affiliations. The dialogue within neighborhoods is shifting, with residents calling for collective action against violence. This grassroots movement fosters resilience, empowering families like Maya's to advocate for a safer future for their children. Maya shares her hope, if we work together, we can change things for the better. Trinidad and Tobago is also witnessing a surge in community-led efforts. Citizens are organizing town hall meetings where residents share their experiences and collaborate on solutions. They are demanding accountability from their government, urging officials to implement effective policies that address the underlying causes of crime. The sense of urgency is palpable as they seek to reclaim their streets from the grip of violence. In Haiti, despite the overwhelming challenges, activists like Juliette continue to fight for displaced families. Her call for international aid is met with growing awareness from the global community. Partnerships with non-governmental organizations are forming, providing much-needed resources and support for rebuilding efforts. Each small victory builds hope amidst despair, reinforcing the message that recovery is possible. As nations grapple with complex socioeconomic issues, discussions about public safety and crime prevention are taking center stage. Leaders are recognizing that addressing poverty, education, and healthcare is critical to stemming the tide of violence. Programs that foster social cohesion and address systemic inequalities are becoming a priority in policymaking. The Caribbean diaspora remains a vital ally in this struggle. Many are leveraging their platforms to bring attention to the crisis, advocating for systemic changes that resonate beyond the region. Their voices are crucial in amplifying the call for assistance and drawing international focus on the needs of their home countries. The journey to recovery will be long and fraught with challenges. However, the commitment of communities to forge a new path is undeniable. The hope for a peaceful Caribbean is rooted in the collective strength of its people. As they navigate this turbulent landscape, the quest for solutions continues, raising fundamental questions about resilience, support, and the future of a region that has always been more than its struggles. The path forward lies in unity, community involvement, and an unwavering belief in a better tomorrow.